Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
One of the great finishes to a grand final, 1997. What is in store for us tonight right here at ANZ Stadium as the Panthers take on the Melbourne Storm? Time to talk with a man from the Storm. He's a premiership player. He's one of the good guys. He is Matt Guy. G'day, Matt.
Hey, Tony. How are you going, mate?
Very, very well, thank you. How's the beautiful Gold Coast?
Well, if you just watched the AFL grand final last night, it's pretty similar to that at the moment. But, yeah, Queensland's not so beautiful. One day perfect, the next at the moment, but it's not too bad.
And how are you feeling about what's in store this evening? You're confident that those boys from Melbourne get the job done?
Oh, yeah. You wonder if it's your heart or your head at a time like this. Obviously, it's been a great week for the boys and everyone's celebrating. Obviously, the Panthers, the fairy tale. It's, you know, 17 wins, can it be 18? And plus, they've such a young and exuberant team. But the Storm have been there before and done it many times recently. So, yeah, it's a great matchup. Two really entertaining teams, but I'm confident. I'm a bit of a pessimist at times like this. You know, you look for everything that can go wrong rather than what can go right. But yeah, hopefully the boys can get the job done.
Yeah, but Matty, being a Panthers junior, yeah, it must be a little bit hard for you come up against your old club, obviously, and your loyalties with the Storm. But you know, your bloodlines run all Penrith, and they've done a great job to get here, mate. So I guess for you, in a sense, you know, both sides win, you get a little bit of joy either way.
Oh, you're good. I did grow up being a Penrith supporter, and I've got a lot of family and a lot of friends. You know, they've been giving it to me through the week. You're sending me plenty of messages about the Panthers. So if the Panthers were to win, obviously I'd be really happy for my family that support them and all my friends. But certainly no divided loyalties, mate. I was adopted by the Victorian state, 1997. And never really looked back, and they gave me a fantastic, you know, career and such great memories. But I compare that to Penrith cutting me as a 19-year-old. It's pretty easy to work out where I want to go with this one.
But that had something to do with your older brother. They thought, we've got one, we're not bringing another one in.
Yeah, I think it might have been Gaia. I can't let MG hang that one. But he did get me a start over in Perth and all again, so, yeah.
Matty, do you have anything to do with rugby league now, mate? Ever with any clubs or any junior footy?
Yeah, I've got a heap. Yeah, I was in 2008. I was on the trip away in Cancun, and the missus messaged me and told me I was coaching the Crumbin Eagles under 10s. I went, oh, no.
You've followed them all the way through, have you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, last 12 years I've coached, and I've coached two teams most of the time as well. And I love the club, and I coach it. I'm a teacher at Marymount College as well, so I really enjoy coaching junior footy, and as they've gotten older, I've obviously coached some older ages and had some varying success with that, but really enjoy connecting with kids in the community and trying to make them better young men.
Hey, Matty, is that the college that Cameron Smith's kids are enrolled in next year?
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, they came up mid-season trying to get out of the Victorian situation, and it was all decided in a couple of days, and they're really in limbo, so... Yeah, I tried to help something out there, and obviously I don't have any other influence over any other school. So, being a Catholic college, they were always willing to help a family who was really in dire straits at the time. So, yeah, they're currently, I guess, harboured there at Marymount in the primary school until next year.
Matty Gerds has raised the Cam Smith question. I've got to ask you, your best mates, I think he used to live with you at one point. Give us a prediction on his future. What's he doing?
Yeah, mate, I've tossed and turned with over the last few months, you know, as the report. I must say at the moment I'm probably thinking that he's not going to play next year, and probably a week ago I thought he was going to play, but I must also admit that I thought this week's been pretty disappointed in some of the sort of trash journalism directed at Cam. You know, like, for someone who's been such a great ornament to our game, you know, I'm a big Fox Sports fan, and I'm watching a lot of their I've got them tagged number one on my website addresses, and to see some of their journos attack him, I think there's been about five or six negative articles on Cam this week, and when one of them called him a sociopath this week, I thought that was a bit, you know, going too far. Like, with one of the, you know, the man that holds the records for holding the most records in our game, you know, to come out and mate, might be his last week. It might be his last week, Reedy, and I think we should have been celebrating him. And there's so much positive to report on this week, you know, like with the Panthers, their story, like, as much as I'm going for the Storm, like, you know, the Panthers is a great story, and the Storm boys living out of home for 6 months, you know, and doing their best, and that none of that's been mentioned, and it's all been sort of real negative around camp, so that's annoyed me quite a bit, and not being so isolated, you don't get to say your piece, but I just think it's been a bit of trash journalism for some people.
Matty, tell us about the Cam Smith you know.
Mate, he's a champion fella, and he's so selfless, you know, and to hear the word sociopath really annoyed me, and that's why you can see I've got a bit of passion about it. Like, he's a fella that, in my opinion, has taken the backseat, because he's damned if he do and damned if he don't, mate, because if he announced that he was retiring today, you know, it's all the Cam Smith show. Like, you saw Gary Ablett last night. You know, everyone was talking, every moment, every second opinion was, oh, the little master, his last game. And that's the whole reason Cam wouldn't be saying anything. And if he is going to play on, well, then there's no use making an announcement anyway. Oh, yeah, I'm playing next year, you know. So, and, you know, he's always been that old soul and that real about the team rather than himself. And that's probably why we got along so well. Like, he was 19 and I was about, you know, 26, 27 when we first become really good mates. And we got similar natures, and so probably why we resonated with each other so much. But, I did feel like there was a lot of personal attacks on him through the week. And I just thought, you know, whatever it is, if you just seemed a real anti, not even anti-Melbourne, it seemed a real anti-Cameron Smith sentiment. And I was like, maybe I'm just reading the wrong news. Maybe I need to resubscribe to a different website or something. But
Don't do that, Matty. That's my employer.
but Matty, it's a really unfortunate situation, isn't it, with Cam, I find, this year anyway, because mentally and physically, it looks like he could play on for another couple of years. Now, it seems like, through no fault of his own, that he's been forced into a decision for the betterment of the club to make a call on his future when the guy's had 19 years and we all know what he's done within the game. He should be, you know, left to his own devices to make the decision when he is ready. But the fact that there's this kid underneath him, or a couple of guys underneath him, that it just could be, you know, the next generation coming through. Now, we've seen, you know, what Pappenhausen's done at the fullback. Every time they lose one of these superstars, the Melbourne Storm, through their system and through how well organised they are, they bring someone through that can come on and replace that guy. And it's incredible the way they've done that. Now, it looks like they potentially have that guy within Harry Grant. And now it's sort of forced Cameron into a corner where I get the feeling he probably would play again, but he wants to do the thing that you're talking about and be selfless and do what's right for the club, and probably feels like he needs to retire.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, exactly. All I've probably got to say at the end of that is exactly right. You know, who would have thought over the last 19 or last sort of 15 years that some situation could have emerged where Cameron Smith may be driven from the Melbourne Storm, and you're right, it could be a reality, and that's, well, we saw Harry Grant leading the Dally M this year, and you know how valuable Brandon Smith would be to any team. So the fact that, you know, if Cam stays, they may leave, that's a reality, and that's a decision that Cam has to make, and I think it's a decision that I would support, that he, you know, after tonight, that he goes away and spends 2 weeks with his family and decides really what he wants to do and consults them and works out what his career. But for me, it's really difficult, because when I, like, again, most of us, when not so much you, Gerd, you were playing good footy right to the end. If I played another year of footy, I would have been really fighting to keep my spot in the team the next season. I would have been in and out of reserve grade probably. If he's 37, if they picked an Australian team tomorrow, he'd be captain. Yeah. So that's a really hard one. You know, it's ridiculous to think that someone may be 40-year-old and be one of the best in the competition still.
Matty, being as close to Smithy as you are and playing with him and knowing him well, could you have imagined that when Smithy hit 30, that at 37, he could still play 80 minutes a week and be arguably the best player in the game? Did you honestly think that at that stage he could still do it? I mean, I never thought we'd ever see anyone at 37 that could play that much footy be that good at his age. I could imagine people playing that long but not being as good as he is for that long. And, like, he doesn't even look tired on the field. He still doesn't even look tired.
Mate, you know, Brandon, it's short answer, no, Brandon. Like, it's amazing. It's like, I remember when I retired I'd had 6 years underbelly ache, And so maybe you needed to ring. Maybe you needed to ring someone else for today, because what I'm about to say to you might make you laugh a bit. For an expert opinion, is when I retired in 08, I had six pre-seasons under belt, is what I'm referring to. And I was saying, because those boys had six pre-seasons as well. So I'm talking about the Billies, the Coopers, the Hoffies, Dowles, and Cam. And I'm like, I feel these boys need to do something because they're not going to last.
So you're a good judge there, Matty.
Like I said, because maybe you should have called someone else today. But you can't. If anyone says they could see it, they're kidding themselves. Like, to be 30, and you've got a better perspective than anyone, Brownie, you know, to think, you know, me and Gerds, we're just a couple of good sorts, or one of us was out in the back, doing our best. But being in the middle, you know, playing 80 minutes, having those big units run at you time in, time out, and being able to manage that and then still have an impact on the game, or more than an impact on the game, and actually to control the game and be 30-70s. When we had an old boys weekend about 6 weeks ago, again, when they played the Cowboys up in Sunny Coast, and I made a point of it just to watch him for like 5 or 10 minutes, just watch him and see how. And mate, it was amazing how efficient he is. You know, like, you know, they used to have that Telstra tracker and they'd put it on a player and they go, oh, look how amazing how much yards he covers and this and that. I reckon you'd be amazed at how little ground Cam covers, but he still covers all the ground. You know what I mean? He knows all. He knows the fastest way to every spot. And you look at that chase he did on Kotrick a couple of weeks ago. And like, I coached the grand final. That was last week. I took a screenshot of that tackle and posted it to my under-20s kids, my team, and said, "Look, this is an image at the end of the slowest man on the footy field catching the fastest man." I said, "And the only reason he did was because he wanted to." You know, and that's the only reason he gets. It's because he's so competitive. He's got an insatiable appetite for competition, and he had no right to be there, but he got there.
That's great insight, Matty. Tell us a little bit about that relationship between Bellyache and Cam.
Yeah, mate. I think it's a coaching player relationship that everyone would envy. Like, I think, I did have a bit of a joke. I said, "There's two father son." Combinations going into the game today. You know, I don't mean that insult Wayne Smith at all, because Wayne Smith had a big part on Cam's career, but they're that tight. Like, you know, I know the footage emerged the other day of Cam, Punk and Bellyache when he was changing a tie. Like, Bellyache's on the bottom. "I'm changing a tie, what do you reckon I'm doing?" I said that, you know, he's giving him some of the worst nicknames that you could ever hope, but, you know, only Cam could get away with that. And that's, I think that only comes with the mutual respect that they have for each other. Over the years, they've both seen how hard the other one will work, and they get along really well too. It's probably more like the odd couple, but they do get along really well, and the ultimate respect, I think, is where it all starts.
Matty Geyer, it's been a weird year, obviously, for everybody, every club. There's hubs, there's bubbles, there's all sorts going on. Now, it's not a terrible thing to be on the Sunshine Coast, but from your conversations with Cam and others, how have they coped being away from Melbourne, especially with what's going on there in terms of relating to the city that they represent?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a big part for the boys is that they almost feel guilty about being in the Sunshine, because, you know, they can see what all their... all the people down in their home state, the way they're coping, and they're just copping it. You know, it looks like their restrictions are going to be put back another week now.
Yep.
So that's another heartache for them. And you know, so that, but then they're doing their best. I know it puts a lot of strain on family. You know, like each one of the players there with like a family. You know, wife and children, and you know, it's isolating them quite a bit. Yeah, and I guess even people just on their own, you know, like, you know, you've been on tours and camps, you know, you can only put up with so many annoying teammates for so long, and that's what I mean. I don't want to begin to compare the sacrifices that the New Zealand Warriors made compared to what the Storm boys are doing, but it just seems that, of course, the boys have been so successful for so long, and they're successful again, that everyone's forgetting like what they've actually gone through. You know, they were going to leave home. And be in Albury for, they thought, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And in the end, they kept going up the highway and end up in Sunny Coast for another, you know, few months. And so you know, that really destabilises families as well. And to be able to be so successful and so clinical on the game day, is just again a testament to the big dog up, you know, the man on top, bellyache, and the players under Cam.
The Warriors, your second team now. Yeah. Matty, I take it, eh?
I actually, maybe third. The Titans are my second team at the moment.
Oh, come on, Matty, come on.
Just to interrupt you then, Matt Guy. The NRLW Grand Final has just finished. 20-10, the Broncos have beaten the Roosters. That makes it three in succession for the Broncos. The three-peat that the Roosters couldn't get in the NRL this year, the Broncos women have done the job, really.
Matty, you said your 20s were in the Grand Final. Have they played yet?
Yeah, they won. Yeah, we had a really good weekend last weekend, Reedy. We that was our third year in a row of having the win for that age group. So that was pretty. And we're only a small club, Crumbin Eagles. We're really punching above our weight. But we had the under 18s, under 20s reserve grade, all won the comp this year. So we couldn't quite get the four of them with the A grade. But for a little club like that up on the Gold Coast, which has some powerhouse clubs, you know, Yeah, it was a really good day to be a Crumbin Eagle last Saturday. And the boys got to play at Seabus Stadium too, which was fantastic of the Titans and the junior district and Seabus Stadium to really work hard to give those boys that experience and those memories. So, we'll see a big red army out there on last Saturday. And, it was a good night last Saturday. I'm still recovering.
You've had a bit to do with Tommy Deard and Xavier Coates, is that right?
Yeah.
Have you got another one coming through? You got another name for us, or young kid to look out for?
Cole Guyot, no. my young fella's working hard. He's trying to get a game, but he actually played A grade this year as a 19-year-old, and he had a really good year. He's doing his best. He plays it. Funny enough, he had Cameron Smith as a babysitter as a kid. Now he's playing hooker. So I'm like, I wonder why he liked him more than his old man when he was growing up. Ken used to throw him a few Queensland beanies every now and then. He supports the Queenslanders now too, so I'm not happy about that.
That's what I was going to say, Matty. How's a boy from the West who goes to Melbourne end up at the Gold Coast?
So I'm a mad surfer, good, you know that.
I was going to say, you're well known out at Snapper these days, are you?
we holidayed up here when we're in Melbourne, and we just had a ball and thought it'd be a great place to raise the family. And then in the interim, a lot of the in-laws all came up here as well, so I made a decision, which was probably going to be a tough decision because we're going to be up here by ourselves. That made it a little bit easier, and then never looked back. We're in Palm Beach at the moment, and the lifestyle and obviously the climate helps, but just it's more the lifestyle. You know, it's a bit of a relaxed lifestyle, and it's probably going to become a lot more of a destination over the next few years, I suppose, especially with COVID. You know, there's a lot of people looking to relocate because of the way the state's handled the situation. But no, certainly not a surfer, mate. I can barely swim. I used to be in the lane with Antonio Cafusi when we used to do the warm downs and stuff, and I still couldn't do a lap.
Matty Guyot, absolute joy and pleasure to talk with you. It's been a great treat. Good luck. Enjoy yourself tonight watching the Storm go around against the Panthers.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me, eh?
See you, Matty.
Matty Guyot. Terrific. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.